This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, seven all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The delegations are conveying India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Shashi Tharoor-led delegation reached Brasilia today for an official visit to Brazil. The delegation was received at the airport by Charge d'Affaires Sandeep Kumar Kujur. Mr. Tharoor said they are looking forward to having solid, constructive discussions in Brazil. During the visit, the delegation will engage with senior Brazilian leaders and parliamentarians, including head advisor to the president, Celso Amorim, Secretary General of Foreign Affairs, Maria Laura da Rocha, among others. The all-party delegation, led by Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, is in Liberia. During their three-day stay at Monrovia, Liberia, the delegation will be meeting with President of Liberia, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Lower House, President Pro Tempore of the Senate, Upper House. The delegation of MPs, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, has reached London. The delegation is on a visit to the UK till the 3rd of this month with a mission to convey India's unequivocal commitment to defeating terrorism.
लंदन पहुंच गए हैं तीन देशों की हमारी यात्रा अच्छी रही फ्रांस इटली और फिर डेनमार्क की आतंकवाद के मामले पर भारत का पक्ष हम प्रभावी रूप से यहां भी रखेंगे और जैसा हमें बाकी जगह लोगों का समर्थन मिला है वही समर्थन इंग्लैंड में भी मिलेगा हमें पूरा विश्वास है
The 17th edition of the India-Mongolia Joint Military Exercise Nomadic Elephant is underway at the Special Forces Training Center at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. This edition of the exercise, which is scheduled to run from 31st of May to 13th of June, is set to include an expanded range of activities that reflect the growing defense cooperation between India and Mongolia. The joint drills will involve counter-terrorism operations in semi-mountainous terrain, a critical area of operational focus given the contemporary security landscape. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the IMD, Delhi, along with Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh can experience light rain along with thunderstorms and strong winds till the 4th of June. The weatherman has predicted isolated to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh today. Meanwhile, six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rains disrupting normal life in the past 2 days. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapses and drowning claimed 27 lives in the past 24 hours. Out of the 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communication was severely affected in many districts of the northeastern states. An advisory from the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has said that the deep depression over the northwest bay of Bengal off the West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts moved nearly northwards and crossed West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts, causing heavy rains in most northeastern states. In the IPL T20, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Punjab, who lost the first qualifier to Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets, have earned another chance to reach the final due to their top 2 finishes in the points table. On the other hand, 5-time champions Mumbai Indians, who finished 4th in the league stage, advanced to the qualifier after defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in the eliminator on Friday. The winner of tonight's match will meet Bengaluru in the final on Tuesday at the same venue. In tennis, Novak Djokovic and world number one Jannik Sinner stormed into the 4th round of the French Open with a commanding straight set victories last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.